Revelation Revealed, Part 4, Section 25, The Throne of God. Revelation chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. So verse 1, after this I looked, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven, and the voice I heard first speaking to me like a trumpet said, "Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this." This is one debatable passage of Scripture. Many prophetic futurists believe that John's transportation, or however you want to put it, into heaven represents the rapture of the church. Well, I really question that because the text doesn't say it. It just says John is, in modern terminology, beamed up into heaven to make a secondary interpretation suggesting this is the rapture of the church, I believe is questionable. The words, after this, what does that mean? Well, it simply means what John saw after what he just seen concerning the seven churches. I don't believe the words after this have anything to do with a timeline, because, of course, many prophetic futurists believe those seven letters to the seven churches in chapter 2 and 3 is really church history starting at day 1. So by the time you get to the Church of Laodicea, we're at the end of the age. So what comes after that is what we see here in chapter 5. I don't really believe there's a timeline of history here. Verse 2, at once I was in the Spirit. We've seen that John was in the Spirit before. So whether this is the second time being in the Spirit or just what is kind of hard to know. In chapter 1, we did see John being transported into the Spirit. And there before me was a throne, and in heaven with someone sitting on it. And the one who sat there had the appearance of jasper and carnelian, a rainbow resembling an emerald encircled the throne. We will see after that this is really the throne of God. God himself is sitting on this throne. We must understand this is not a human-looking throne. This is a heavenly-looking throne. And of course, that's why it looks different. We can't picture the throne that God sits on as a big chair. We need to get that out of our mind. God does not sit on a big human-looking chair. Verse 4, surrounding the throne were 24 other thrones, and seated on them were 24 elders. They were dressed in white and had crowns of gold on their heads. Now, at the 24 elders, it's another highly debated issue. Some believe 12 are Jews, 12 are Christian. Some believe 24 are Jews because in David's time, he divided the Levitical priesthood up into 24 sections. What do I believe? I really don't know. Some actually believe they're angels. I don't believe they're angels. I could be wrong. But they are there helping God rule. Rule in the heavenlies. Verse 5. From the throne came flashes of lightning, rumblings, and peals of thunder. Before the throne, seven lamps were blazing. These are the seven spirits of God. Again, we see the seven spirits of God. We've seen them twice already. I commented on that before. Some believe that the seven spirits of God is just the Holy Spirit. He is portrayed as being the sevenfold Spirit of God. Sevenfold spirits of God is seen in Isaiah 11:2. You can look that up. I used to believe that. I no longer believe it. I believe these seven spirits are seven specific spirits. That's exactly what the Greek text states. It does not say sevenfold spirit. It says There are seven spirits before the throne. I think these seven spirits are seven special angels before the throne of God for a particular reason. Verse 6 reads, "Also before the throne there was what looked like a sea of glass clear as crystal." Now, the words "what looked like" is important because this looked like a sea of glass. It really wasn't a sea of glass. Most prophetic futurists believe that this sea of glass really is a multitude of saved people. We will continue on with verse 6 in the next section because it introduces something else that is seen by John.